May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
How we got here? How have we got to this point where we are seriously talking about the possibility of a change of Prime Minister as early as next week? We have got a serious number of backbenchers calling on the Prime Minister to bring on a vote. Suggestion is there may be as many as 30 or 40. That's a big number. Less than 18 months into Tony Abbott's Prime Ministership, there are 102 members of the Coalition Party room, but you've got them going public now, with Dennis Jensen, the West Australian MP, first cab off the rank last night. This was broken by Mark Riley on Channel 7. Jensen went on the 7:30 report last night. He's one of the ones who was pivotal in getting Malcolm Turnbull out of the job. He's someone who is very much anti-climate change. So Tony Abbott and he would be almost kindred spirits on that issue. But here was Dennis Jensen last night.
Does Tony Abbott have your support to remain as Prime Minister?
No, I regret to say, Lee, that he does not. And I notified him of that on the 23rd of January, which was obviously 3 days before the Australia Day announcement of the knighting of Prince Philip. I just saw the situation as untenable, and I always believe in being upfront and honest in terms of where I'm coming from. I don't think that the leader and his office are listening and communicating effectively, either within the government or indeed with the people in general. A lot of constituents, very strong party members and so on, have spoken to me, written to me, phoned me, etc. And they've all said that they want a change of leadership.
Queensland MP Mel Brough, he was at a function overnight. Here's his comment.
Do I unequivocally support the Prime Minister? No, I don't.
Yep, so that's where it is at the moment. You've also got Warren Entsch raising questions about Tony Abbott. No senior cabinet ministers saying anything publicly. It does seem that both Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull are not campaigning at this stage. But it does look like we are heading towards something that is going to come to a head next week. Mark Riley, Channel 7's political editor, joins us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, is it on?
It looks that way. It's just a matter of when, I think. You know, we've seen this dynamic before. You're right. How did we get here? Well, this is the new normal for politics in Australia, I'm afraid, folks. This is what we've got. Yes, it is on. It's just a matter of time. There are now those public utterances by backbenchers are very damaging to the Prime Minister. Obviously, what they say in emails to him privately or in telephone conversations is one thing. When you go on national television and say you've lost faith in the Prime Minister, well, that's a downward spiral, and it only ends one way, and that's with the leadership issue coming to a head. So next week, Tony Abbott has two options. He either pulls it on himself and calls a spill, or someone needs to be brave enough to go into that party room and call for one. Now, each of those three individuals last night, Dennis Jensen, Warren Entsch, and Mal Brough, said that they wouldn't go into the party room and pull the trigger themselves, so they want someone else to do it. At the moment, we've got people saying it should be done. They just won't do it themselves. And I think if we know one thing about Tony Abbott and the option of him pulling on a spill himself, this bloke is a fighter and very, very unlikely to throw in the towel.
Yeah, there is a suggestion around, and Janet Albrechtsen in her column today in The Australian is saying he looks tired and maybe tired of politics and might actually walk away. Do you believe that?
I don't see that in Tony Abbott. You know, I see him as he describes himself, a complete political warrior. I think he is an incredibly dedicated and determined politician. I couldn't see him giving it up. But mind you, you know, Tony is a complex being, isn't he?
He is. And look, Janet Albrechtsen,
a journalist who became a politician, a political advisor, became a politician, became a prime minister. So maybe if he goes back to his Jesuit days and you know, alone at the pew, he may have a moment of introspection that leads in that direction, but I'd be frankly very surprised.
It just makes it because you've mentioned his background, and Albrechtsen writes a lot today about his loyalty, his fierce loyalty to others, which is a bit of a blind spot for him, and suggesting if that loyalty to the party overcomes I guess, loyalty to his own personal ambitions, he may. She says don't count on it, but you can't rule it out because he's done unpredictable things in the past, hasn't he?
Look, I think that's a really interesting observation by Janet, but the indication we had on that, guys, just recently was in Tony Abbott's speech at the press club on Monday. Now, John Howard always declared public deference to the party being bigger than any individual. Mm. He said that he would remain as leader of the Liberal Party and hence Prime Minister for as long as the party wanted him to do it. We heard it over and over and over again, and the party accepted that and knew that was the way that things should be. And Tony Abbott said the opposite on Monday, that it's up to the people to determine how long he should remain as Prime Minister, not the party. So at least publicly, he's not giving any indication that he'd bow to the greater good.
Mark, discipline has always been a big problem for this Abbott cabinet, and we saw yesterday quite an edifying spectacle where someone leaked the news that he had called Julie Bishop in and asked her to give a guarantee that she wouldn't challenge him. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah, look, there's several things about that. I mean, you know, it's been war-gamed at the moment. Is it a front-foot leak from Bishop supporters? Is it, you know, a kind of reverse squirrel grip from the Abbott camp? You know, it could be either. But the point of that is it's very instructive. One, that Tony Abbott feels that his position is so imperiled that he feels the need to call on his deputy and ask for her loyalty. This is Julie Bishop, who's been deputy to three successive leaders. She was deputy to Brendan Nelson, she was deputy to Malcolm Turnbull, and then she survived to be deputy to Tony Abbott. So, you know, she's a gold star deputy. If he's worried about her loyalty to that extent, that is incredibly instructive. That it becomes public tells us, you know, how dire his situation is at the very top.
Now, we know the structure of the Liberal Party is different to that of the Labor Party. There are a few godfathers around, or godfather figures, but is there a kingmaker who's likely to emerge, and who might that be?
Look, you're right. The structure is quite different. I don't think there is that, you know, that kingmaker in the kind of, you know, Graham Richardson, formerly Bill Shorten in his former iteration role. I don't see that sort of person in the Liberal Party, certainly not in the parliamentary Liberal Party at the moment. It operates quite differently. It's a much more organic organisation than the Labor Party, less tribal, and that's a worry for Tony Abbott because people then feel emboldened to speak out individually. And I think it'll be, you know, if this does come to a to the end for Tony Abbott, it'll be a death by a thousand cuts rather than one action by an individual.
Mark, we've got a 70% chance of rain here in Sydney today. What percentage chance of Tony Abbott leading the Liberals to the next election?
Less than that. More than that. What were we saying? What chance he will lead?
He will lead, yep.
Yeah, less than 70, I tell you. Less than 50, I reckon, at the moment.
Yeah, and out of Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull, people are telling me Bishop's the kind of the consensus candidate.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think the concern... if you think that the major concern of the backbench is bad policy, dumb decisions, poor messaging. So they'd have to give a commitment to change policy. They'd have to give a commitment not to make captain's calls. You know, Team Australia would have to take its jersey off. And thirdly, there would have to be somebody who communicates effectively. Now, I think Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull are both reasonably effective communicators. We haven't seen Julie Bishop in a leadership role. We have seen Malcolm Turnbull, and he had his troubles. Don't forget that he started off really well and yep. found himself in a very deep hole, and his popularity yep. spiraled, and the Godwin-Gretsch affair. So that's a really tough decision for them. I think that there is a lot of fondness for Julie Bishop in the party, but there's also an understanding that Malcolm Turnbull has that broader appeal. He leaps out of the beltway here in Canberra and gets across to the masses, people like him. Not just Liberals, you know, you might drag a few votes from Labor, which is where they need to get them from.
Yeah, but recent history tells us, Mark, anything is possible.
That's for sure.
I mean, they could emerge from that party room next week and it'll be Bishop will be the Prime Minister, it'll be Bronwyn Bishop. I mean, really, the way things have been the last year, anything's possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that one might perhaps be stretching things.
I think there's 0% of rain on that one.
Would be very entertaining, though, wouldn't it?
My word, it would. I mean, yep. She's an entertaining speaker.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
Good on you guys.
Mark Riley, thanks, Mark. Channel 7's political editor. Well, we joke. I mean, the only reason I said that at the end, Scott Morrison, his ratings, I think his approval rating's about 4%. And, you know, but he's a very effective performer. You wonder whether anything's possible, is it not?
But he hasn't been around long enough for people to really know him. And in this day and age, you need people to know about you and what you stand for, don't you?
You'd think so.